Welcome to Air Power with Kakra Baden, teaching the nations with signs and wonders. Why live in darkness when the light of God's word has solutions? Kakra is a teacher of the word who also ministers with miracles and the prophetic anointing. He's the senior pastor of the Catch the Anointing Center, Accra, Ghana. Now, today's message. Welcome to today's broadcast. Kakra has been sharing an illuminating teaching titled The Baptism of the Holy Ghost and explained yesterday that it is not the same as the baptism of repentance. Today he continues. Let's join in.
The word repentance in Hebrew, it means to turn around. In Greek, it means to change your mind. So when you put it together, it means to turn around and change your mind and move in a different direction. Repentance. So, in Luke chapter 3, verse 3, the Bible says, and he came to all the country about the Jordan, preaching the baptism of repentance for the remission of sins. That word remission means for the thing to cease, for something to stop or cease. So, John the Baptist came to all the country about the Jordan, and he was preaching and baptizing people in the River Jordan. I've been to the River Jordan before. And when we go to the River Jordan in Israel, they've got these white clothes that you go and you get baptized in the Jordan. And it's a very, very small river from what I saw. This room is wider than the river. Small. So I went to dip my feet in the water. Cold. And I said, today, I will never be baptized in the Jordan. This cold water? No. But people went and they were dipping and they were being baptized in the River Jordan. But at least I dipped my foot in it. That was where John the Baptist was baptizing people. Verse 4 says, as it is written in the book of Isaiah, the prophet. Now it's quoting Isaiah chapter 40, which talks about John the Baptist and his baptism. So he was baptizing people. But the purpose of the baptism was for repentance, for people to change their attitude and their character. Then verse 10 says, and the people came to him and asked him, saying, verse 10, what shall we do? He said to him, he that has two coats, let him impart to him that has none. And he that has meat, let him do likewise. Because repentance is deliberately changing your ways. Today I was talking to somebody. He said, my problem is I like girls. Then I said, then you have to repent. Changing your ways. And so the people came and they said, what exactly should we do? And John said, listen, if you have two coats, give to somebody. If you have meat, do likewise. Then the publicans came in verse 12. They said, what shall we do? The publicans were tax collectors, and they were into corruption. And John said, exact no more than is appointed you. In other words, stop being corrupt. John was very direct. Publicans came, he said, look, you are very corrupt, stop. The soldiers came. They said, what shall we do? He said, do violence to no man. I don't know whether they were beating people in the streets or what, but that's what they were doing. Neither accuse any falsely and be content with your wages. So even discontentment is a sin. If you are always discontented, it shows that God is not with you, because a godly person is a content person. So these people came and there were specific things they had to do. And John told them. And that's repentance. Ask your neighbor, have you repented? So then when you come, he will tell you what to do, then he will push you into the water. I am not talking about that baptism. Then Jesus also came, and he also came with water baptism. In John 3:26, John's disciples sent a message to John. They said, he that was with thee beyond the Jordan, the same baptizeth, and all men come to him. So Jesus was also baptizing people. His disciples were also baptizing people. And they sent a report to John the Baptist that guy that you introduced into the ministry is competing with you. Now he has started his own ministry. He is baptizing people himself. But John said something. In 27, he said, he must increase, but I must decrease. Then he said, it is not a competition. It's a question of function. He said, he's also supposed to be baptizing. Actually, he's even greater than I. So Jesus kept on baptizing. And that is the baptism that we do once a month. Baptism with water. But what is the purpose of that one. Romans chapter 6, verse 3. Know ye not that so many of us, as were baptized into Christ Jesus, were baptized into his death. Therefore, we are buried with him by baptism into death, so that we also should walk in newness of life. Here the Bible explains the baptism of Jesus. Verse 5 says, if we have been planted in the likeness of his death, we shall also be in the likeness of his resurrection. Verse 6 says, knowing this, that our old man is crucified with him, that the body of sin should be destroyed. So here the Bible talks about the purpose of this water baptism. Then this is the purpose. We should walk in newness of life. In other words, when you become born again, you are supposed to lead a new life. If any man is in Christ, he's a new creature. All things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. So when you go and stand in the water and they push you under the water, the Bible says it's symbolic of your death. So maybe you were called Kwame Peter. You were a liar. You were filled with bitterness. You were unreliable. You were wicked. We put you in the water. We push you. We are saying that today Kwame Peter is buried. You come up. We are saying that today Kwame Peter is a new man. All the things he used to do in the past, from stealing to watching pornography on his phone to seeking power and destroying people, he has stopped all. Now he's a new man. He's going to lead a brand new life, and the power of sin has been broken over him. So the purpose is that to demonstrate physically to people that you are telling that now you are a new person. That was the baptism in water. Then there is the one we are interested in, which is the baptism of the Holy Ghost. The purpose of that one is very different. In Acts chapter 1, verse 8, Jesus said, you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you. The purpose of the baptism of the Holy Ghost is for you to receive power. It's for you to receive power, supernatural power. So any Christian who wants to have supernatural power, not his own power, but the power of God, must be baptized with the Holy Ghost before he can receive that power. Look at Jesus, for example. Where did Jesus get his power from after his baptism of the Holy Ghost? Jesus was baptized with water and the Holy Ghost at the same time. He went to the River Jordan to be baptized by John the Baptist. So that's the baptism of repentance. When he got there, the Bible says in Luke 3:21, when all the people were baptized, it came to pass, Jesus also, being baptized and praying, the heavens were opened and the Holy Ghost descended. So two things happened. He was baptized with water and baptized the Holy Ghost at the same time. The Holy Ghost descended in a bodily shape like a dove upon him. And there came a voice from heaven which said, thou art my beloved son, in whom I am well pleased. That's Luke 3:22. It was from there that the story continues to Luke chapter 4, verse 14, which I just read at the beginning, that Jesus returned in the power of the Spirit into Galilee. So he got his water baptism and baptism of the Holy Ghost at the same time. Because Acts 1 says, you shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come. But the Holy Ghost came as he was being baptized with water. And from that day, the power of God came upon him. Now, if Jesus needed the baptism of the Holy Spirit to let the power of God flow, you and I will have to go through the same process. From there, he went to the temple and he made an announcement. Luke 4:18, he said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. That word anointed, it also means he has given me power. So the Bible says, Jesus was anointed with oil, and from that day, he had power. But the power came from the baptism of the Holy Spirit. You know, when I became a Christian, for a period of time, I used to ask myself, is that all there is to Christianity? Because apart from the fact that I was not sinning, there was nothing. No power, no signs, no miracles, no revelations, no visions, nothing. And I used to ask myself, is that all that Christianity is about? Then a friend of mine told me, if you want the power of God, the key is the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Then I said, really? Then I said, okay, then if that's the case, I'm going to seek the baptism of the Holy Spirit, because that's what releases the power of God. You shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come. So I remember I went for many meetings. They will pray for me, nothing. I'll go again, nothing. I'll go again, nothing. I became discouraged. Then I said, this baptism of the Holy Spirit, if God doesn't want to give it to me, then he should keep his thing. Then one day, we went for a prayer meeting, and they said we should pray. I went for many all nights. And when I went for the all night, I couldn't pray for long. When I pray for about 15 minutes, my prayers get finished. The rest of the all night, I'm watching people just walking around. And my time. And checking when we have to go home. You see, I was just like some of you, exactly. So one day, we went for a prayer meeting. And we were standing there. And we were praying. As usual, I was praying. Interestingly, as at that time, I was not even thinking about the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Because I had tried so much, the thing wasn't working. So I had kind of even forgotten about it. Not forgotten, but put it on a back burner. So as I was praying, suddenly I felt my body shaking. I'm not saying that your body must shake before you have the baptism of the Holy Spirit. I'm just telling you what happened to me. I felt my body vibrating and shaking. Then I said, hey, what is this? Then I felt the power of God shaking me. Then suddenly I burst out into tongues. Started speaking in tongues. That day, I was baptized in the Holy Ghost.
Thanks for tuning in. Today we learned that the baptism of the Holy Ghost is not the same as water baptism. Holy Ghost baptism is important because it releases the power of God in your Christian life. Tune in same time tomorrow for the continuation of this message.
So you want to pray this prayer after me? You want to really give your life to Jesus? Be serious. Pray this prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
Today I repent of my sins.
Today I repent of my sins.
Please forgive me.
Please forgive me.
Come and live in my heart.
Come and live in my heart.
I believe that you died for me.
I believe that you died for me.
Wash me with your blood.
Wash me with your blood.
Be the Lord and Master of my life.
Be the Lord and Master of my
life. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
For coming into my heart.
Coming into my heart.
Amen.
Amen.
God bless you. May be seated.
Before we leave, here is a praise report to boost your faith in the Lord.
This one says, I got a job offer. It said, I ask you to pray for me concerning my joblessness. By the grace of God, I have a job.
The traditional Christian view of demons is that they are disembodied spirits that afflict or possess people. The activity of demons, however, transcends this. Demons can also inhabit buildings, land, or space. Ignorance in this area has led to the uncontrolled activity of these demons. This book by Kakra Baden titled Squatters will expose you to this truth and give you practical steps you can take to overcome such demons. Get your copy now. You could be living with your enemy. Purchase online at Amazon.com. It is also on sale in selected bookshops. Order this book plus other books through the following means. Call or message us on WhatsApp +233-557-009-010. You can also send an email to info@kakrabaden.org. You can also make a regular call or send a text to +233-20-7575-215. Our office hours are 10 to 16 hours GMT.
Thanks for your time. You can contact us, Seek Counseling, Ask for Prayer, order today's full-length message or order books through the following means. Call us on WhatsApp or send a WhatsApp message to +233 55 790 10. Send an email to info@kakwabaden.org. You can also make a regular call or send a text to +233 20 7575 215. Our office hours are 10 a.m. to 1600 hours GMT. Finally, write to us, share your testimony and how this broadcast has been a blessing to you.